Hear America speak. Lesson 18. Colorado skiing. Mary has been back in L.A. for just a few days. You'll remember that she went to Colorado to stay with her aunt and go skiing. John has already talked with her a little bit since she got back, but not George. Now the boys see her and call to her. Listen.
Hey, Mary!
Hi, Mary. You've really been gone a long time. How do you do that?
Hi. Well, I talked with my teachers before I left about the work I'd miss. Besides, my aunt in Denver made me study a lot there. She used to be a teacher, you know.
I thought she was your rich aunt.
Not very. But she didn't have any kids to raise, so she does have some money, even though she was a teacher.
Question 1. Who did Mary talk with before she left for Denver? Number 2. What did she talk with them about? Now, listen again before we have the next questions.
Hey, Mary!
Hi, Mary. You've really been gone a long time. How do you do that?
Hi. Well, I talked with my teachers before I left about the work I'd miss. Besides, my aunt in Denver made me study a lot there. She used to be a teacher, you know.
I thought she was your rich aunt.
Not very. But she didn't have any kids to raise, so she does have some money, even though she was a teacher.
Number 3. What did Mary's aunt make her do? Number 4. Is Mary's aunt rich? Are you finished? Okay, then let's correct your answers. Ready?
Number 1. Her teachers. Number 2. About the work she'd miss. M-I-S-S. Number 3. She made her study a lot. Number 4. No, not very.
How many did you get correct? Write that number now in the blank. Now listen again to the first part, and then to what comes next, where Mary talks about two places where she went skiing. These places are about 100 miles across the mountains from Denver. One is called Winter Park, and the other is Keystone. Listen now.
Hey, Mary!
Hi, Mary. You've really been gone a long time. How do you do that?
Hi. Well, I talked with my teachers before I left about the work I'd miss. Besides, my aunt in Denver made me study a lot there. She used to be a teacher, you know.
I thought she was your rich aunt.
Not very. But she didn't have any kids to raise, so she does have some money, even though she was a teacher.
How was the skiing?
Cold. At least 3 of the days I went, and so many people on Washington's birthday.
The beaches here were full on Washington's birthday, too. It really was warm here, so lots of people went swimming.
Well, it looked like everyone from back east was in Colorado skiing then. We should have stayed home that day. We took the ski train over to Winter Park, so at least we didn't have to drive. It's a good thing we did. There were so many cars and buses and no place to park anywhere.
Just like the beaches here.
I like Keystone better than Winter Park, but my aunt likes Winter Park better, so we went there part of the time. That's where the train goes, not to Keystone. We had to drive over there.
Now for some questions about this new part. Number 5. Mary said it was cold for how many days she went skiing? How many days was it cold there? Number 6. There were too many people skiing on one holiday when she was there. What holiday was it? Number 7. What was it like at the California beaches that same day? Number 8. How did Mary and her aunt get to Winter Park? Listen to this part again before you write your answer.
How was the skiing?
Cold. At least 3 of the days I went, and so many people on Washington's birthday.
The beaches here were full on Washington's birthday, too. It really was warm here, so lots of people went swimming.
Well, it looked like everyone from back east was in Colorado skiing then. We should have stayed home that day. We took the ski train over to Winter Park, so at least we didn't have to drive. It's a good thing we did. There were so many cars and buses, and no place to park anywhere.
Just like the beaches here.
I like Keystone better than Winter Park, but my aunt likes Winter Park better, so we went there part of the time. That's where the train goes, not to Keystone. We had to drive over there.
Number 9. How did Mary say people got to Winter Park to ski? Circle every correct answer. Number 10. Which place did Mary like better, Winter Park or Keystone? Circle the right answer. Now let's see what answers you have. Ready?
Number 5, 3. Number 6, Washington's birthday. That's spelled capital W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N apostrophe S, capital B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y. Okay? Number 7, they were full, F-U-L-L, and the weather was warm, W-A-R-M. Number 8, they took the ski train. Number 9, you should have circled by car, by train, and by bus. Number 10, the answer is B, Keystone.
Now, how many did you get correct? Write the number in the blank. Mary took some ski lessons at Winter Park. Listen while she tells about her ski class.
Did you take any lessons? Ski lessons, I mean.
Yeah, the first day. Just a class lesson in the morning. 6 people. All-day lessons cost too much. I learned some new turns, but you couldn't teach some of the class anything. Too uptight. Couldn't take it easy at all.
How many times did you fall down?
Wouldn't you like to know? Well, if you don't fall down, you aren't trying hard enough, they say. So, of course, I fell a few times.
Break anything?
Of course not. I know how to fall now. When you first begin, you've got to be careful. But now I know how to...
Yeah, yeah. Now you know how to fall.
We know, we know.
Number 11. When did Mary take ski lessons this time? What day and what time of the day? When did she take ski lessons? Number 12. Why couldn't some of her ski class learn as well as she could? Number 13. Did Mary fall down? Listen again and then we'll correct your answers.
Did you take any lessons? Ski lessons, I mean.
Yeah, the first day. Just a class lesson in the morning. 6 people. All-day lessons cost too much. I learned some new turns, but you couldn't teach some of the class anything. Too uptight. Couldn't take it easy at all.
How many times did you fall down?
Wouldn't you like to know? Well, if you don't fall down, you aren't trying hard enough, they say. So, of course, I fell a few times.
Break anything?
Of course not. I know how to fall now. When you first begin, you've got to be careful. But now I know how to...
Yeah, yeah. Now you know how to fall.
We know, we know.
For number 11, you should have written the first day in the morning. Number 12, they were too uptight, U-P-T-I-G-H-T, and couldn't take it easy at all. Number 13, you should have circled A. Yes, she did.
Write your number correct now. Next, Mary gets a bit unhappy with John. Listen to what they say to each other. Listen to her voice as she talks.
Well, I'm sure I can ski better than you can.
Well, so what? We can surf a lot better than you, right?
Huh. You're boys.
So? What difference does that make? Lots of girls surf.
Aw, your mom and dad let you guys do lots of things that I can't. just because I'm a girl.
But you got to go to Colorado skiing. We didn't. Your folks let you go alone.
That was Aunt Emily, not my folks. She invited me to visit her. They couldn't very well say no. Besides, I paid for my own ticket.
That was pretty long, wasn't it? Listen again, and then answer a few questions.
Well, I'm sure I can ski better than you can.
Well, so what? We can surf a lot better than you, right?
Huh. You're boys.
So? What difference does that make? Lots of girls surf.
Aw, your mom and dad let you guys do lots of things that I can't, just because I'm a girl.
But you got to go to Colorado skiing. We didn't. Your folks let you go alone.
That was Aunt Emily, not my folks. She invited me to visit her. They couldn't very well say no. Besides, I paid for my own ticket.
Number 14. Who skis better, Mary or the boys? Number 15. Who surfs better? Number 16. Mary's parents make a difference between what girls can do and what boys can do. Does Mary like her parents to make this difference? Number 17. Who invited Mary to go skiing in Colorado? Listen again before we correct what you've written.
Well, I'm sure I can ski better than you can.
Well, so what? We can surf a lot better than you, right?
Huh. You're boys.
So? What difference does that make? Lots of girls surf.
Aw, your mom and dad let you guys do lots of things that I can't, just because I'm a girl.
But you got to go to Colorado skiing. We didn't. Your folks let you go alone.
That was Aunt Emily, not my folks. She invited me to visit her. They couldn't very well say no. Besides, I paid for my own ticket.
Now the answers.
Number 14, Mary does. Number 15, the boys do. Number 16, the answer is B, no she doesn't. Number 17, Mary's aunt, capital A-U-N-T, Emily, capital E-M-I-L-Y.
Write your number correct now. Listen now to that last part again, and then to the next.
Well, I'm sure I can ski better than you can.
Well, so what? We can surf a lot better than you, right?
Huh. You're boys.
So? What difference does that make? Lots of girls surf.
Aw, your mom and dad let you guys do lots of things that I can't, just because I'm a girl.
But you got to go to Colorado skiing. We didn't. Your folks let you go alone.
That was Aunt Emily, not my folks. She invited me to visit her. They couldn't very well say no. Besides, I paid for my own ticket.
How many days were you in Denver?
Do you mean just in Denver or in Colorado?
In Colorado.
Well, I left here Friday after school. We had to buy ski stuff on Saturday.
Uh-oh, more money.
Well, after all, I had to keep warm.
Question number 18. When did Mary leave California for Denver? Number 19. What did she buy in Denver on Saturday? Number 20. Circle what you think she bought then. How about skis or a coat or a cap? Or more than one of these three things. Circle all the things you think she bought. Listen again.
How many days were you in Denver?
Do you mean just in Denver or in Colorado?
In Colorado.
Well, I left here Friday after school. We had to buy ski stuff on Saturday.
Uh-oh, more money.
Well, after all, I had to keep warm.
Now correct your answers.
Number 18, on Friday after school.
Number 19, ski stuff, S-T-U-F-F. Number 20, Mary talked about keeping warm, didn't she? So you ought to have circled the two things that could keep her warm, a coat and a cap, but not skis. That's answers B and C only.
Now write the number you got correct. In the next part, Mary tells the boys what she did on Sunday. Listen now.
How many days were you in Denver?
Do you mean just in Denver or in Colorado?
In Colorado.
Well, I left here Friday after school. We had to buy ski stuff on Saturday.
Uh-oh, more money.
Well, after all, I had to keep warm.
Okay. Then what?
On Sunday, Aunt Emily just had to show me around town. Denver's not as big as L.A., of course. We drove along the river for a ways. It was really warm for Denver, at least 55. And there were trees along the river and...
So? All George asked was how long you were in Colorado, not how many rivers and trees and mountains and...
Well, if you aren't interested in my story, I'll tell someone else. I'm sorry you're such a poor listener.
Number 21. Which is larger, Denver or L.A.? Number 22. What has George asked Mary? Number 23. Did Mary think the boys were interested in listening to her story? Listen again and see if you have the right answers for numbers 21 through 23.
Okay. Then what?
On Sunday, Aunt Emily just had to show me around town. Denver's not as big as L.A., of course. We drove along the river for a ways. It was really warm for Denver, at least 55. And there were trees along the river and...
So? All George asked was how long you were in Colorado, not how many rivers and trees and mountains and...
Well, if you aren't interested in my story, I'll tell someone else. I'm sorry you're such a poor listener.
Let's find out what your answers are. Ready?
Number 21, L.A. is. You could have written either L.A., capital L period, capital A period, or Los Angeles as two words. Either answer is okay here. Number 22, he'd asked her how long she was in Colorado. Did you remember how to spell Colorado? Capital C-O-L-O-R-A-D-O. Number 23, did Mary think the boys were interested in listening to her story? The answer is B, no she didn't.
How did you do? All correct? Write your number correct now. In the next part, Mary talks about what she did on Monday, which was Washington's birthday. Listen now.
Okay. Then what?
On Sunday, Aunt Emily just had to show me around town. Denver's not as big as L.A., of course. We drove along the river for a ways. It was really warm for Denver, at least 55. And there were trees along the river and...
So? All George asked was how long you were in Colorado, not how many rivers and trees and mountains and...
Well, if you aren't interested in my story, I'll tell someone else. I'm sorry you're such a poor listener.
Well, anyway, so you drove around Denver on Sunday. When'd you go skiing?
Monday was Washington's birthday, right? So that's the day we took the train to Winter Park, you know, and back.
You didn't stay overnight?
No. There's some hotels in the village there, but it would have cost too much to stay there. Besides, skiing stops at 4 or so, just before dark, and the train leaves at 4:15. You don't miss any skiing, even if you don't stay overnight.
Don't they have night skiing there?
I don't really remember. I don't think so. I don't remember seeing any lights there. There weren't any at Keystone either, I don't think.
Number 24. Why didn't Mary and her aunt stay overnight in Winter Park? Number 25. Did Mary remember seeing any lights for night skiing at either Winter Park or Keystone? Listen again before we correct what you wrote.
Well, anyway, so you drove around Denver on Sunday. When'd you go skiing?
Monday was Washington's birthday, right? So that's the day we took the train to Winter Park, you know, and back.
You didn't stay overnight?
No. There's some hotels in the village there, but it would have cost too much to stay there. Besides, skiing stops at 4 or so, just before dark, and the train leaves at 4:15. You don't miss any skiing, even if you don't stay overnight.
Don't they have night skiing there?
I don't really remember. I don't think so. I don't remember seeing any lights there. There weren't any at Keystone either, I don't think.
Now, ready to see what the answers are?
For number 24, you should have written, it would have cost too much. For number 25, the correct answer is B. No, she didn't.
Write your number correct now. In the next lesson, we'll listen to more of this conversation. But that's all for now. This is the end of Lesson 18.